Talk Live. We kick off Hour 2 of the Thursday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Jumping into the phone calls, let's talk to Jarvis, calling from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm calling about... Sorry, I'm crossing the hour here. I'm calling about the FDA stuff you're talking about at the end of the last hour.
That's not a problem. Just to briefly recap, it's the FDA's 100th anniversary, apparently, this year. And so it's been an entire century of tyranny, an entire century of some officious board of bureaucrats deciding what we can and can't put into our bodies.
Right. So I'm sure you guys are aware, and probably a lot of your listeners, too, but Mary Ruart calls... the law most likely to kill you is the law that the FDA gets to wait till things are fully proven efficacious before they, you know, allow the drugs to be sent out. And she actually, you were saying like tens of thousands, and Mary Ruart actually calculates about 5 million people have died over the last 40 years because of the FDA.
Wow, just over the last 40 years.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's when that efficacious law went into effect. So before that, they only had to prove safety.
Well, as Mark pointed out, even with the billion-dollar testing process and the 10 and the 15 years that it takes to get a drug to market, it's still not necessarily totally safe. There's still people
there's
that get hurt.
Sure. But anyway, what I was really calling about is an article in the New England Journal of Medicine about this issue. And apparently there's been a lawsuit recently by the Abigail Alliance, which I hadn't heard of, but I guess they were suing to try to get access for people who are terminally ill and have no other options to get these people access to purchase experimental drugs that have been shown to be safe but haven't been shown to work yet.
I see.
So something
before the FDA's approval process is complete.
Right, so only the first part. Like, usually it only takes like a year or two to prove something is safe, and then it's, 10 to 15 years to prove it works.
Right.
And so, right, so they want to get it in that 10 to 15 year delay.
And they're suing the FDA?
I'm not sure. They must be suing, I guess they must be suing the FDA. Yeah, right, okay, suing the FDA themselves. Okay. Anyway, so the good news is that it's a U.S. Court of Appeals that was hearing it just recently, and so it's a three-judge panel. And two of the members of the panel ruled for the plaintiffs, so ruled in favor of allowing terminally ill people to get access to these drugs. And only one, there's only one dissenter. So,
good news.
Yeah, of course, they're sending it back to lower court or whatever. So it's not finished yet. But I mean, it's good news.
It's good news for the few Americans that have terminal diseases. I mean, that's good and everything. But
well,
for the rest of us,
let's hope they survive it.
For the rest of us, we're still subject to the FDA's rule.
Of course, right. One step at a time, but any step is a good step. Right?
Oh, absolutely. I just wonder, how long is it going to take? And this is such a monumental process, the process of actually trying to get rid of the FDA. That people believe it's protecting them. People believe that it's keeping them safe. And breaking down that mindset is going to be pretty difficult, don't you think, Jarvis?
I do. And in that mindset, they have a quote here in this article I'm reading. By Thomas Griffith, who is the one judge who voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. He says,
"What's he saying?
I have serious doubt about how a court can know, as a matter of constitutional law, that the lesser of two evils will be achieved by providing all terminally ill patients access to phase one experimental drugs, given the risks that these drugs present."
What does that have to do with anything?
I know. It's such a nanny state kind of mentality, but that's what we're up against.
Oh, it's sad. Jarvis, thanks for the update. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. These people are terminally ill. They should be able to do and take whatever processes and drugs that are available to them.
Or they could die.
They're going to die.
I know. It's such a strange thought process this guy's got. These drugs are unsafe. These dying people could die.
Sooner.
Or... something.
Let me make my own choices, please. I am not a child. I am not a baby. And I don't appreciate being treated as though I am one, which is how these people treat us all. And for some reason, I don't understand. I mean, the FDA essentially is run by a board of bureaucrats, unelected, appointed bureaucrats, people who are told, now you are on the FDA board, and you will make decisions for all Americans. You will decide what Americans of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors, genders, what all of them will take and what they will be allowed to put in their body. This is your job. Stop it. You don't know me.
It's amazing, the hubris.
You don't know me. You don't know my doctor. You don't know my situation. You don't. All you're doing is slowing the gears of process down.
Yep.
You're sticking as many things in those gears as possible to prevent people from accessing possibly life-saving medications. Possibly not only just life-saving, but maybe just life-improving medications. Medications that might just make some people with minor problems make their lives a little bit easier. You're preventing that from happening. And not only are they doing that, but when they do approve the drug, I'm presuming it's the FDA that determines whether or not a drug is prescription or over-the-counter. I believe that's one of their jobs as well.
I would think.
So not only are you approving, once a drug finally makes it through the 15-year process, you're approving that drug, finally, after $1 billion, which means the price of the drug's really, really expensive because of you, bureaucrats. So you approve the drug, but then you say, it's a prescription drug. Which means that it's not really available to everybody.
No.
It's only available to those who have the means and the ability to go through the process of seeing a doctor, being diagnosed, and being written a prescription, which costs money. It takes time. There are plenty of people out there that have the ability, say they've been to a doctor before and been given a prescription. They have the ability to self-diagnose and say, well, I've had this prescription
right.
before. I know what my problem is. I've run out of this prescription. Now I need to get more. Nope. Pharmacist will say, sorry, you've got no refills left.
Yep.
You have to go back to your doctor, get another prescription, and that's going to cost you extra money and extra time.
What about women and taking the pill? I mean, women know if they need the pill or not. And how often do they have to go back to their physician every year?
It's a scam.
It is a scam. It's just a pay the physicians.
It's a scam to keep business flowing into the physician's office. The FDA is keeping them in power, essentially. It's just a sick system. 1-800-259-9231. If you think that we should keep the FDA, let's go to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Rob. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to make 2 points. First of all, I think a source of inexpensive drugs has been... A door has been closed for a lot of Americans, and that is internet pharmacies located in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It seems to me that there was some legislation down south that said no, you know, Americans could not buy from internet pharmacies in Canada, and you know, thus saving them a lot of money.
Now, I didn't know that they managed to shut that all down. It's my understanding that that's still going on.
There are still internet pharmacies. I don't know about the Canada thing.
Well, there's lots of internet pharmacies here, and I know a lot of their business was from the States because of the lower cost up here.
Well, now, let's be fair, though, Rob. The lower cost in Canada has a lot to do with subsidies, as I understand it.
Well, does the consumer care? They're saving a buck.
I understand. And they certainly should be free to shop around. I totally agree. It's just I'm pointing out that those costs are being passed on elsewhere.
To the Canadians, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, to our system.
Yeah.
And the other question I had, I know your stance on, the drug war. And my only concern with that is what about people who aren't old enough yet to make a decision? I'm thinking people under the age.
You mean teenagers that aren't old enough to make the decision to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes?
Well, either grade 8 kids, grade 9 kids. I mean, you can have kids in elementary school that want to experiment with drugs.
Right.
How do you keep them out of their hands?
I don't know. How do you keep cigarettes and alcohol out of their hands? The law hasn't
been regulated. You're regulated. They can't go into a store.
Have you been a teenager? Did you drink anything while you were a teenager?
No.
Come on, Rob.
Did I what?
You didn't drink alcohol while you were a teenager?
Well, yeah, but the drinking age down here is a lot lower, so I could drink legally as a teenager.
We'll talk more about this. Thanks for the call, man. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How can you keep drugs out of kids' hands?
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. Can you keep kids off drugs if they're legal? That's what we're exploring. If you've got some comments, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There, we've got all kinds of great stuff, and it's all totally free. The bulletin board system included, with over 115,000 posts there, and over 1,200 people are interacting. It's free. There's lots of issues being discussed. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Rob a moment ago from Ontario, Canada, and he pointed out that he's well aware that on Free Talk Live, we advocate the total end of the war on drugs. In fact, full re-legalization of all drugs.
Yeah.
And I note, I like this. I picked this up from the Advocates newsletter today. Instead of calling for legalization, we should be calling for re-legalization.
That's neat.
Because it used to be fully legal.
Hmm.
And that's the way it should be. But Rob was concerned about the children, of course. We don't want kids getting their hands on LSD and MDMA and all kinds of dangerous
heroin
substances. We don't want that to happen. It's not a good idea. I don't think that kids, teenagers, should be doing hard drugs like that.
Well, first off, I'd like to say that some teenagers are doing hard drugs like that.
They're illegal.
And they're illegal.
Right.
And they're more dangerous because they're toxic in some cases. They're not in any way regulated.
No measurements.
You know, no one knows, you know, how much is in it, whether it's impurities, all those kind of things. Companies would be, at the very least, give you that much if drugs were legal. Secondly, you can look at things like tobacco and alcohol. In this country,
prohibited. Kids are prohibited from accessing those things.
Anyone under
no problem.
Anyone under the age of 21 can't have alcohol. Anyone under the age of 18 can't have cigarettes, but they do. And also, they have the illegal drugs. I'm not sure that the issue at hand really is even relevant.
Keeping drugs out of the hands of kids?
He was mentioning that his concern with legalizing or re-legalizing all drugs is that kids would get them. Well, kids are getting them.
Oh, yeah.
And now they would be getting safer. They would be getting safer versions if they were re-legalized. And some kids would get them and some wouldn't. And it wouldn't be such a big deal, the kids having them at that point, because they wouldn't be so dangerous. They wouldn't be so cool or whatever.
It's called the forbidden fruit effect.
Right.
And it was one of the points that I had outlined during the break that I wanted to cover on this. It's a fact that in Holland, the amount of teen marijuana use is down below the level it was at before it was legal or re-legalized up there. It's down. So less teens in Holland are using marijuana than teens in the United States are. So legalizing that product takes away that it's bad aspect. Ooh, we're being bad. We're breaking the law. We're doing drugs. It takes away all that. And there's still going to be people that are going to want to alter their state. There's still going to be people that do it. But it will lessen that effect. Also, you just have to come to the realization, as you pointed out, Mark, that kids are doing drugs. And they will continue to do drugs. So can you stop kids from doing drugs? No way. Because they want to. And they'll do whatever it takes to get their hands on them.
I did every drug you could probably imagine before I was 18 years old. I just don't see that is much of an issue. I mean, they were illegal at that point. Making them legal would have made me do more. I don't think so.
So you can't keep kids' hands off drugs, regardless of whether it's legal or illegal, although studies have pointed out that marijuana is illegal, alcohol is legal and regulated. Not that I'm calling for regulation. I'm not. But kids have a tougher time getting alcohol than they do marijuana. It's probably not that much of a tougher time, but they do have a tougher time, say the kids. So you can't stop them. But what you can do is be honest. What you can do is engage in what's called harm reduction. Harm reduction essentially says, and that's what I like to practice here on Free Talk Live, I'm no fool. Like you said, you've tried all kinds of drugs. I've tried a number of them as well. Luckily, I did the hard ones as an adult and not as a teen. I don't think that's something that teenagers should get into.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they're mentally prepared for it. I don't think they'll be able to appreciate it as much. But
I don't think anybody really would be better off doing them, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I might disagree with you on that. But anyway, we're not talking about that. What I'm talking about is harm reduction. Harm reduction accepts that kids are going to do drugs because it's silly and just ludicrous to believe otherwise.
It really is.
So harm reduction says, we know you're going to do drugs. In the case that you are going to do drugs, we want you to be as safe as possible because, Mom and Dad, you might not want little Johnny or Sally doing drugs, but you certainly want them coming home alive if they do decide to do them.
You'd rather them have smoked crack and come home alive than to die in a car wreck without ever having smoked crack.
So harm reduction essentially says, yes, you're going to do these drugs, so in that case, here's the safest way to do them. Okay, if you're going to be injecting something, here's the safest way to do it. Get clean needles, etc.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be taking these other products, here's what you need to know. Here are the effects, honest effects. Here are the honest long-term possibility. And this is what you're looking at, not scare tactics. Not what the government tries to do. This is your brain on drugs. Just abject lies and misinformation and half-truths. Harm reduction gives kids real information about the drugs that they're considering taking.
Well, I don't think the frying egg thing is...
It's sensationalism.
It's sensational.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not factual about what happens to your brain, but it's not good for your brain. Particular types of drugs aren't good for your brain.
Nothing in excess is good for you. That much, I think, is true.
But then again, drinking a bunch of alcohol isn't good for you.
And re-legalization of drugs, in my opinion, is a major step in towards harm reduction. For the reason you pointed out, in that because the black market is in charge of distribution of drugs, that means that there's impurities, that means that there's unmeasured doses.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to legalize, there'd be major harm reduction automatically simply based on the marketplace taking care of distribution and production as opposed to gangs and people cooking up a batch of meth in their back bathroom.
It's absolutely true. How do you know that some guy didn't get this stuff, and when it was his job to cut it and cut it in half, he didn't do it. He forgot to.
Right.
So you have stuff out there that's twice as powerful as it normally is, and then somebody,
twice
as powerful is powerful.
Yeah.
So somebody takes a normal dose that they normally, and it gives them an OD, and they die.
Yeah, you don't know. So that's one way to harm reduce. The other way is to get real honest information out there and just help kids be as safe as possible. And parents, if you're honest with your kids about these things, if you talk with your children about them, they're more likely to come to you and say something like, look, Mom, I've decided I would like to drink some alcohol, or I've decided I'd like to smoke some marijuana, and I think you'd rather have me doing it safely than not, so will you help me with this? No. Are you going to tell your kid no? Because they're just going to go out and do it anyway.
I might just.
You just tell them no, so they'll go out and be unsafe and drive around and stuff? Is that a good idea?
I don't know what I would do. I haven't got a teenager.
Right.
And I don't have any children at all, but it doesn't seem... I'm
just saying open the lines of communication. If your kids are afraid to talk to you about these things, then they're more likely to go out and hurt themselves. You have to face facts. And the fact is, kids want to do drugs just like adults want to do drugs. And making them illegal has not kept them out of their hands. It's only put them in more danger. You can take control of the airwaves. You can comment here if you think I'm wrong about this and drugs should stay illegal. I would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can always bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you think that drugs should continue to be illegal, you're somebody I really want to hear from. Maybe you could make a compelling case as to why drugs should still be in the hands of criminals and the black market. Maybe you can make a good argument for that.
We certainly aren't beyond changing our views here on Free Talk Live. We've done it in the past, but I doubt very seriously that's going to happen in this particular case.
I just want to hear from somebody that believes that. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Serge in New York. Since we're talking about teenagers and drugs, Serge, you are a teenager, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm 15.
All right. So what do you got to say on this?
Well, when a lot of people, when that guy, when that last guy said that teenagers don't know what they're getting into when they're doing drugs and they don't know what they're doing, they certainly do.
What makes
you say
that?
I know plenty of kids who absolutely know what they are putting into themselves.
I think that he's more referring to the long-term effects. And I've got to say, in high school, I did not have the foresight that I do now.
A lot of the long-term effects are undefined and unknown, Mark. I mean,
certainly, but what I'm saying is that they can happen. The teenagers don't think to themselves, "Wow, this stuff could kill me,"
mm-hmm.
and I know what it's and like. I have a good idea what it's like to be dead.
Serge, do you think teenagers don't think that the drugs could kill them?
Well, there are some, but I've talked to a lot of people who use them who are aware that drugs can kill them. The problem is that they have an apathy towards it. They're fully mm-hmm. aware, but they're just very apathetic towards it.
Yeah, they know they can die, but they don't care. They want to get high.
Yeah.
Serge,
whether it be a social circumstance, they're getting bad grades in government school,
mm-hmm.
and there's trouble at home, and they want to get away from everything, they turn to drugs. You know, it's certainly not a problem in my area. You know, it's a big problem in places like the Bronx or Brooklyn. But in my area, you know, it's not that big, but it's still there.
Right, and another side of this, of course, is the violence aspect. Teenagers have the ability to stay at home with mom and dad so they can afford more drugs, since they, you know, if you've got a job, you don't have to pay rent. That means you can buy more drugs. But, you know, in the event that you're taking so much that you can't afford it, then you have to go out and start stealing things and robbing people. And so the fact that drugs are illegal could help turn teenagers to a life of crime,
exactly.
To a life of violence.
Exactly.
We don't want
and
that, do
they
we?
They tell you in government school health class, which is totally bogus, they have... I remember watching a video in sixth grade, you know, still very impressionable time,
mm-hmm.
but they had this kid who looked like he was about 23, and on the video he was claiming that marijuana ruined his life, that he couldn't get a job because of smoking weed.
Oh, please.
It
oh,
was
ridiculous.
Even in sixth grade, I was telling myself that this video was dumb.
Yep.
And I knew that I was being lied to.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing that they're telling you in government school. And
that's
government
true.
School,
I
believe, has a, you know, a purpose in lying to Americans about drugs.
I remember when I was in government school and they were showing us the film strips and all that, and one of the movies that I remember most clearly was a Disney presentation called Benny and the Roids. It was about a guy that was, he was in a, I guess, a weightlifting class, and he was popping blues and reds, and he'd taken steroids, and it was about the things that happened to him as a result of that. And I understood that I wasn't interested in doing any steroids before the movie even started, but it just was so silly and so absurd that no one took it seriously. No one took it seriously.
Exactly. Because, you know, the government, you know, has this mentality that, oh, it's bad. Kids, you can't do this. It'll ruin your life.
You know, it's possible, Serge, that because the government spends so much time harping on drugs with kids, with this curriculum, the DARE class, and all the videos, and all the education, it's possible that they're actually encouraging kids to do drugs.
By exactly. Keeping it top of mind.
Yep.
That's what I think, because I've talked to a number of kids who say, Oh, we want to be cool. Our parents and the government tell us this is bad. We're doing this because this is cool.
Right. You get a list of all the drugs that you can take. When you're in fifth grade,
yeah.
They go down the list. Okay, kids, here's what meth looks like. Here's what acid looks like. So you know what to look for.
Those little funny tabs with cartoon characters on them.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, Serge. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. So imagine if all of these products were fully legal, available on the market, and government wasn't out there with multi-billion-dollar ad campaigns shoving the images in kids' faces.
You know, I was just thinking about that. And I mean, what if the government had an anti-motor dirt bike campaign going on? Would more kids be likely to race BMX, not BMX bikes, but the motocross bikes?
I don't know.
Maybe they would.
Possibly so.
Because it would keep it on their mind, you know, it would show
right.
them pictures of it. Some
how cool it is. Even though they naturally show the kids taking a spill,
right.
riding without a helmet, and getting hurt. But it'd still be exciting.
Yeah, I think that they might.
And it's more dangerous when it's illegal. I mean, it's dangerous anyway to ride a motorbike, but it's more dangerous if the cops might chase you down.
You never know. Or the gasoline that you put in the motorbike could be explosive that particular time.
Danger's exciting. 1-800-259-9231. The fact is, kids think it's cool to do drugs because it's prohibited. Same thing. It's Adam and Eve. That's why it's called the forbidden fruit effect.
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way back to biblical times, if you believe all that stuff. The story's still there, and it ties in perfectly. You know, if they weren't tempted by the fruit on the tree, right?
Right.
Was it the quince?
It was the quince. The serpent tempted Eve with the fruit of the tree, the knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
And I don't know. Is it the knowledge of good and evil? It's pretty close.
And so they bit. And they did it. When they were told not to. So, don't touch that stove, Johnny. What happens next?
I'm not sure that exactly works. But yes. I mean, you know, stoves are hot and you can feel the heat on the way in as opposed to...
Don't put your finger in the light socket.
Yeah, now that might be a different one.
Yeah.
Don't stick a fork in that light socket.
Or, wall socket. All right, toll-free number 800-259...
I remember being tempted by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
like
you were told not to?
After I was told not to do that.
Why? What's it feel like?
Let me get a fork.
What am I missing out on?
Yeah, it's a good thing I made it to here.
What is it that adults can do that I can't?
I never saw an adult sticking a fork in a socket, but...
But they must know something I don't.
They must.
Trying to prevent me from doing that, there must be something special about it. I must investigate. 800-259-9231. I predict we are not going to get a call from a drug warrior on this.
No, we don't get very
many of
those.
They're so hard to find.
Yeah.
And I promise you, listeners,
Americans
that
just don't care about keeping drugs illegal. I don't know why it is that we have them illegal.
Oh, there must be somebody that cares.
Somebody cares, but not that many do.
Somebody besides Karen Tandy from the DEA and the drug czar. Somebody besides those two people. And somebody besides the DEA agents that are raking in just obscene profits by stealing drug dealers' products. Because the corruption that goes on, that's another reason to end the war on drugs, is to end the police corruption. Make police... You know, kids don't like cops. I don't know if you know this.
Not all of them.
I don't know if you know this, but when you're in high school, there's generally an anti-cop sort of an atmosphere. Maybe it's because the kids are scared that the cops are going to pull them over on the weekend while they're out with their friends. Because let me tell you, if I was a cop, and I'll never be one, but if I was a cop and I saw a car full of kids... That's just a reason to pull them over right there. I'll make something up. Your license plate light is out. You guys aren't doing anything illegal tonight. No, officer. Why don't you step out of the car? Mind if I search? I don't have anything to hide. And then what am I going to find? I'm going to find some weed.
Or not,
something else.
But the chances are higher if you're pulling over teenagers.
Chances are really good. If it's just a teenager by himself in the car,
let him go.
Leave him alone. He's going to work or something.
Four of them?
You've got something. There's somebody in there with something.
Yeah.
And at the very it's just so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so...
It's not always the case, but your chances are good enough.
No wonder kids hate cops. Cops are arresting and harming their friends. So let's get the cops out of the drug business. Let's make it so cops are only there to clean up after accidents, go after rapists and murderers. Maybe kids will actually change their attitude. Heck, I'd even change my attitude about cops in that case. Because I've had too many friends get arrested for this stuff. What's on the way? You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, can you join us on our website at freetalklive.com? Everything there. On the house, what do we ask in return for giving away all of the features that those other talk shows charge money for? We ask that you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products, everything from their brand new grocery store to books and DVDs and office products and clothing and apparel. I mean, it's all there at amazon.freetalklive.com. Ah, so you have to enter through our website. Because the reason why is if you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So it's simple. You get all your shopping done, have it delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
It doesn't cost you anymore.
No, it doesn't. And you get free Super Saver shipping on all kinds of items. So that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. I ran across a story on ABC News today that was pretty angering to me. I was very angry at these women. It's a story about the so-called video voyeur. I have seldomly run across people this stupid. These are some of the most ignorant, clueless people. They just make me angry. Yvonne Goodwin, a 35-year-old mother of two in Huntington Beach, California, no longer feels safe in her own home. That's because she discovered a neighbor had been secretly videotaping her most intimate moments. That sounds pretty bad, right?
Right, there's a neighbor looking in on her.
Nobody wants that sort of thing.
No.
So I'm sympathizing with her so far. And it was no isolated incident. It turned out the man convicted of videotaping her, William David Brown, may have been watching Yvonne for 6 years before he was caught. She says, I don't know who I am anymore. I'm not the Yvonne that I was before. Well, duh, I'm not the Ian that I was a year ago. People change. That's inevitable.
It's a strange reaction to being videotaped.
Brown videotaped Goodwin undressing in the bathroom, taking showers, even bathing her young son. Brown, who's a video voyeur, a 21st century peeping Tom who used high-powered cameras secretly located through his throughout his property to record Goodwin and his other victims, all from the comfort of his own home. I love how this article is written. He's a 21st century peeping Tom using high-powered cameras. What does that mean? Because is it high-powered? They don't make that clear. They just try to sensationalize it by saying they're high-powered.
Okay.
If it's high-powered, does that mean that it's on AC current instead of off of a battery? Is that what they mean by high-powered? Does it mean that it has a big zoom lens in it? They don't make it clear.
Well, it's their job to sensationalize it to some extent.
The hidden cameras were connected by underground cables to his garage, where he had 24-hour video surveillance equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Rogers says she was another of Brown's victim. She says back in 2004, she noticed every time she opened her blinds, a strange box would appear on top of Brown's daughter's playhouse. I highly doubt that the strange box appeared every time she opened her blinds. It was always there. It's just more bad reporting. Come on. Like, this guy made a little device to monitor when she opens her blinds so a little box could appear all of a sudden? The box is always there.
Or did he put the box there whenever her blinds were open?
No. The box was always there because she says when we shined a light into the box, the lens lit up. So that's when it became a reality that it was a camera. Ms. Rogers and Ms. Goodwin felt violated, even though they weren't touched.
It sounds like Ms. Rogers and Ms. Goodwin are looking to sue the voyeur.
Yes, I'm sure they are. Yvonne said, it makes you sick to your stomach. It makes you almost feel like you don't even want to get dressed that day. When Rogers spotted Brown's camera, it was the beginning of the end for him. She called the police, and in December 2004, Huntington Beach police raided Brown's home.
Okay.
That I question, too. You raid somebody's home based on a neighbor calling and claiming that there's a video camera there?
Well, if they said they saw the video camera or something.
In March, more than 1 year after the initial raid on his home, he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor electronic peeping charges and was sentenced to 120 days in jail.
Oh, that's a lot.
Now, I could understand an electronic peeping charge if this man had, say, installed a camera in their bathroom.
Or on their property looking through the window.
Right. That was not done. I watched the video presentation from ABC News before the show. That is not what happened. All of these cameras were on his property, facing, you know, in certain directions, whatever. So he was not planting them in their homes or anything like that. But this is the part that really ticks me off. Ms. Goodwin says, I totally feel like I was raped.
Gee, I wonder how people who were really raped feel about Ms. Goodwin just saying that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's sickening.
Ms. Goodwin, you've obviously never been raped.
Yeah.
Not that I have.
Thank goodness.
Yes, indeed. Thank goodness you haven't been physically violated, physically thrown down, and physically had sex forced on you.
Sickening.
A man with a camera in his backyard, pointing at your window, which you left the blinds open on? You stupid fool. What did you expect to happen? Do you believe that you could just leave your blinds open in your house and expect people to just avert their eyes and not look in and see you being naked in the shower and getting dressed and all those other things that you do in what is supposed to be the privacy of your own home? You believe you are supposed to have privacy if you leave your blinds open and then you say you were raped because somebody looked in and had a video camera? I'm not saying this is the greatest guy in the world.
No,
he's a slime ball.
This isn't rape. This isn't even the same zip code as rape, okay? I mean, this is just a bunch of sensational reporting and two women who are hoping to sue the crap out of some guy.
She thinks she's worse off than the girl that was raped. Listen to this.
Oh, my God.
He saw my body more times than a one-time rape does, and he got to watch them over and over again at his pleasure. Madam, women who are raped aren't raped because the men want to see them naked. That's not their motivation.
It's supposed to be a control thing. It seems strange to me that
it's about forcing sex on someone.
It seems sexual to me, too. I don't know. I mean, what do I know about rape? But it seems to me that there has to be some kind of sexual desire.
Well, the two ladies have retained the same attorney, Mr. Eric Trout, and filed a lawsuit against Brown for invasion of privacy and emotional distress. Where's the rape charge? With the advent of high-powered cameras and telescopes and all that, you're going to see more and more of this, said Attorney Trout. For Rogers, the memory of her video violation is still raw and painful. To be honest, it's still in my thoughts every single day of my life. Ms. Rogers, if you hadn't discovered that this man had a camera in his backyard pointing at your window, you'd never know.
Yeah. What's on her mind every day is cashing in.
Yeah. This is so disgusting.
And I'm not saying she doesn't deserve to cash in. I'm
just
saying
she doesn't deserve it.
You don't... Well,
she doesn't deserve it. You leave your windows open, you get what you deserve at that point.
You're right. My mistake. But they're going to, and that's just the way things are. But it's so sensational about it, and it's just in the hopes of squeezing more and more dollars out of the guy.
It's disgusting. And if you can side with these women, 800-259-9231. Look, the guy's a slime ball. He set up video cameras on his property, pointing them at his neighbor's windows, the female neighbors that he had, in order to record them getting naked and stuff. That's slimy.
Yeah,
it is.
He's
a dirtbag. He's a loser. He probably doesn't have a girlfriend, and he needs to get a life. But it's his property.
Mm-hmm.
They're his cameras.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able to point them wherever he wants.
And they let their windows open.
If you want privacy, it is in your court. The ball is in your court, and you need to do what it takes to have the privacy that you want. If you leave your windows open and you get recorded, or you just get watched, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. And then you take it to the extent of saying you were raped by this man?
It's insulting to every woman who's ever been raped.
It really is.
And I guess every man who's ever been raped, too.
It absolutely is. As you pointed out, more men have been raped than women. Isn't that the case?
It's my understanding, statistic I saw quite some time ago, it's been well over 10 years, but that more men are raped in the United States, six times more
I hope that another woman that has actually been raped, I hope she comes to your trial. The one that you, when you take this guy to court, I hope they walk up to you outside the courthouse and slap you across the face. You ignorant fools. I am just so upset by this.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That somebody, I think these women are slimier than the dude. I mean, the guy's a slime ball, no doubt, but these women are scum. Scum of the earth. To claim that they were raped. To claim that their lives have been ruined. I'm not the same woman that I was before.
This is how much worse it was than rape. That's just bad.
So if you can take the side of the women in this case, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I really want to know. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe everybody should have a right to privacy if they leave their windows open. And look, if your blinds are open, it's possible somebody's going to see you.
What a surprise.
If your window's open, somebody might hear you. You don't have the privacy. Unless you take the steps, you don't have privacy. Privacy takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a little bit of money. Like spending some money and buying some blinds. And then the effort of closing them at night. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down. Way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.